Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 79th Venice International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by director Kei Ishikawa. Did I say your name correctly?
Yes, my name is Kei Ishikawa. Good to see you.
Well, thank you very much for joining us. You're presenting the film Aman here at the festival. Would you like to maybe say a few words to introduce the film and its story?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is a mystery suspense drama dealing with the identity of Aman. Well, this is a mystery drama, so I wouldn't say much about the story.
Spoil too much. But an important aspect of this film, of course, is identity, right? Mm-hmm. If we look at the history of cinema, this is a topic that has influenced many of the great filmmakers, including Alfred Hitchcock, but also on a more existential level, Wim Wenders. So what is it that interests you as a filmmaker about this topic, the topic of identity?
Well, of course, yeah, as you said, this story is told by many filmmakers and then novelists, and then, well, basically this is very universal topic. At the same time, I just found out that this film is especially important for now, to present today, because we are already talking about identity, personality too much in Japan, and then we started to get lost in a sense. And
why do you is there anything that makes you think that about what is happening now?
Well, because in Japan now people started to be more, you know, westernized and Americanized, and but at the same time we have this very traditional, you know, way of thinking of family, and then these two different way of thinking have this big conflict in a sense. Well, and then I personally feel that this conflict is now very big for our generation.
And I was also thinking that the fact that it's a man is particularly important in this film, because it talks about also masculinity, right? And, you know, perhaps how men behaved and how their impact kind of is handed down generations to generation. Is that an important aspect of the movie?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. And then, probably it's not only in Japan, but globally, it's it's kind of universal theme, I think.
Do you think that it is, though, possible to ever get away from your identity or start a new identity?
Well, that's a good question. But at the same time, sometimes I feel that I imagine that what if my life is different, or what if, you know, I'm not doing a filmmaking, but doing something else. You know, you can imagine that.
And do you have a dream of getting away, of starting anew?
Well, especially, when I have a big trouble on set, yes.
Yes, that's right. Well, if you did get away, what would you do? Well, if you weren't a filmmaker, what would you be if you could start anew?
Good question. Well, maybe film journalist.
Oh, no. Well, that's pretty much related, right? Well, anyways, it's a really fascinating film, and I think it unravels very well. We talked about this being a mystery film, but there's also something about the pace of the film. I mean, it's not an aggressive mystery film. It kind of flows, right? Can you tell me about the rhythm of the film?
Okay, I like this story because it's about identity, some kind of philosophical big question is here, but at the same time, on the surface, it's told by suspense mystery film, so it's kind of easy to watch, and as you said, it flows, and you know, the door is open for everybody, and you know, the question goes really deeper. So for me, it was important that to keep the door open for everybody.
Right. And you're definitely gripped to the end watching this film, for sure. I really enjoyed it, and I really enjoyed our conversation too. So thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
This is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.